This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat. And put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they are clearly out there. And it's about time to push them back, don't you think? Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Dr. Jim Garrow on the radio show, and those of you may have already heard this this portion of the show. I know it plays in different places in the market here on Agenda 21 Radio and Red State Talk Radio and all of our affiliates out there. But interesting perspective. You can see or listen to his podcast, if you will, on Agenda 21 Radio simply by going to the podcast button icon that we have there on Agenda21Radio.news website. And I'll tell you, it's a blockbuster. It's blockbuster news and information, and I can't tell you, you need to listen to it because we came very, very close to a nuclear event. And I want to put this out there. We covered this after the July 27th shootdown, if you will, of a Chinese missile. It's a big story, and Dr. Garrow has a lot to say about it, and we have got Red Smith on this. And we're going to be hearing from Red Smith over the next couple of days. More and more and more information. It is an enormous story. One of the things that it does do is it points at the administration's ability to, well, not want to defend us. Hillary Rodham Clinton and her policies, along with President Barack Hussein Obama, have literally brought our missile defense systems to its knees. And if it wasn't for another outside government that helped us out, we may have had a huge problem in the Southwest due to a nuclear event that was prevented by another government. So that's a big story, don't you think? Don't you think? We're just minutes away from a decision that was made by a foreign government to protect the United States of America. That is an enormous story. We're going to be hearing more about this. And by the way, I find it absolutely interesting. Just moments before we go on the air with Dr. Garrow, as we were going to record his interview, CNN comes out and talks extensively about, well, North Korea's missile capability. It's almost like they're listening to Agenda 21 radio and the reports that are coming in about what happened on the night of July 27th. I was kind of stunned. And, of course, there are no coincidences, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we got that story going on. You can check that story out on our podcast on Agenda 21 Radio. It's up right now, and I suggest that it's worth the listen to that. Okay, what else is going on? I'll tell you, this is an election year like no other, and Donald Trump, he is slamming it, absolutely slamming it. And guess what? The liberals are absolutely freaking out. Now, I got to tell you something. You know, we've been with Breitbart. In fact, our very own Chris Street writes for Breitbart, and in fact, he writes 3 or 4 articles a day for Breitbart. I mean, prolific writer and researcher, Chris Street, as you know. And I've said that Breitbart's the most influential news outlet besides Drudge right now that's out there, and then there's everybody else. You know, the also-rans like us. But, you know, the also-rans like us make up quite a mass of news and information. And we know we have millions of followers all around the nation that glean information from us. Because you know what's really kind of funny? And you've been hearing me say this for the last several weeks now because I think it's so poignant. Is that we know that the Trump campaign listens to us. We know that. It's pretty evident that they do. And that's because we tell the truth and we know what's truly going on. And our news and information comes out well before the mainstream media. I mean, they're so far behind, it's not even funny. So what does Trump do? Trump digs right into the heart of Breitbart, the king, one of the kings, if you will, of the alternative media, of course, started by Andrew Breitbart several years ago. And what do they do? They go after Steve Bannon, which I think is absolutely amazing. Stephen Bannon, who happens to be the news chairman of Breitbart, who is a absolute dynamo. Somebody who, it is amazing what I've been listening to since late afternoon yesterday and this morning on Sirius Radio. I listen to Sirius Radio because I get multiple sources. The libs are going nuts. They are absolutely going nuts. They fear this guy, and I love it. What's really coming out is the fact that Breitbart is winning. Alternative media is winning, and I think that's really kind of the point. I'm going to cut to the chase because we're running out of time. But Steve Bannon brings to the Trump campaign the veracity of the truth that they don't want to hear about. The headlines, that's the truth they don't want to hear about. I've been hearing all kinds of just trash talking coming out of CNN and all these other MSNBC and all these other media outlets about how terrible it is that they turned to Breitbart. This guy's a mean guy. He's got all these conspiracy theories out there. I love it when people say, you deal in conspiracy theories. And I say, yes, I do. But you know what? It's funny how they turn into conspiracy fact, isn't it? And that's exactly what Steve Bannon brings. He's going to bring you the conspiracy facts. And that's what he's doing for Donald Trump right now. And they hate it. They hate it. And, you know, to me, this is a major turning point that they would bring in the likes of a Steve Bannon. Now, this is to compliment, if you will, Paul Manafort. Because, I don't think that at this point in time, they're going to try and demean or take out or fire Manafort. This is not Donald Trump style. You know, he does something wrong. And, of course, there's the suspicions about his Ukraine, the Russian-Ukrainian movement for the Russians, by the way, not for the Ukrainian Nazis that are out there right now that Putin is against, by the way. But Manafort used to consult with, as his business consulted with, many different foreign leaders in foreign countries, and that's what he had a consulting job with the Ukrainian-Russian group. And everybody's trying to make some sort of big hay about that, but it's not working. It is not working. Former pro-Russian president Viktor Yanukovych, who was one of the people that he used to consult with, it's not happening. It's not really, it's not a real story. It's not a story that's going to gain any legs or any credibility. But people are already on it and saying that he's going to get fired. Well, Trump's not firing him. No, Manafort's a very, very valuable guy. Are you kidding me? He's bringing on somebody else here in the form of Steve Bannon. That's just going to be knocking it right out of the park for them. And I think this is exactly what we want to see happen. You know, it's going to be literally, I think, what you're going to start seeing is you're going to start seeing the Clinton cash thing start to pop up. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? This is so ripe for the pickings. It's not even, if you have not seen Clinton cash, they have it on Breitbart. We have it also. We've got a link on our website, agenda21radio.news, to Clinton cash. It's out on YouTube. You need to see it. It's not a long show. It's a 60, I think it's 65 minutes or something like that in one of the formats that they have. But it's something that everybody should see if you want to find out about the Clinton Foundation, the pay-to-play scheme. And by the way, the media is out there clamoring right now, and you even have some Democrats saying, we need to shut down the Clinton Foundation. Because it looks so bad. What do you think? You think it really looks bad? I think so too. I think it looks terrible. If you're a Democrat and all of a sudden what's going to be revealed about this, the lies, the pay-to-play schemes, the millions of dollars that were moved in for Hillary and Bill Clinton's foundation, and how much administrative overhead they use of that money, about 90% of all funds that come in are used for, well, the Clintons. Go figure. And, of course, on their tax returns, they donated $9 million to the Clinton Foundation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Changes? No. Shake-up? No. Additions to making a more potent Donald Trump campaign? Yes. Stephen Bannon, brought in from Breitbart. Kellyanne Conway, the other one. I think this is now formed for the Trump campaign, a trifecta, if you will. Because, you know, who did you have there before? Well, you know, you had Steve. Now you have Stephen Bannon. You have Kellyanne Conway, and you got Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort, very, very respected, and it looks to me like he's going to do so much damage to the Clintons as he's already done. He pulled off, you know, a great, great convention. By the way, I thought it was a superb convention for the Republicans. I think that the direction that Donald Trump is going to go from here on out is a good one. I applaud Donald Trump for saying, "Hey, look, I'm going to go do my thing." I think he's right. He needs to. But I think he's had a little bit of training and grooming, which I think is good. I think that the last several weeks have been good for him, reading off teleprompters, making some points. He's starting to score some points. By the way, the latest Los Angeles Times poll, unchanged, 44-43. Donald Trump is down by one in the LA Times USC poll as of this morning. I go by that one. Rasmussen should come out a little bit later. If by the end of showtime I can get it to you, I will. But I don't see much of a change. If any change, it's going to be positive for Donald Trump. That's what I think is going to happen with Rasmussen. But I haven't seen it yet, so probably out there on the limb. So Kellyanne Conway, it's a wonderful thing to have Kellyanne Conway. She's been very much respected. And then Leonora Cravota from Red State Talk Radio and Bugle Call, who works with us very closely here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams and the Scott Adams Show, has a really good article that we've reposted here on Agenda 21 Radio. It says, this is her make of Kellyanne Conway. It says, most Republicans are pleased with the choice of Kellyanne Conway as Trump's campaign manager. Conway, who holds a law degree, launched her career as a pollster by working for Dick Wirthland and Ronald Reagan's pollsters in the summer before she graduated from George Washington University Law School. And interestingly enough, Conway's first assignment was to research how the GOP could attract more women. In 1995, Conway founded the polling company / Woman Trend, a consulting firm which focused on market research. In 2005, she co-authored the book What Women Really Want, How American Women Are Quietly Erasing Political, Racial, Class, and Religious Lines to Change the Way We Live. Conway reportedly met Trump in 2006 because she resided in one of his buildings and served on the condominium board at Trump Tower in Manhattan. Apparently, Conway, who at one point ran Senator Ted Cruz's super PAC, kept the promise, was reticent to join the Trump campaign. After meeting with Trump in March 2015, she declined his offer to work for him. However, when Cruz's campaign ended, Conway received another call from Trump. But see, this is great. I love this. This time, her answer was yes, and according to a recent article in the Washington Post, Conway does not like Trump's name-calling. She also said she wants Trump to avoid criticizing people's looks and mental capacity. Well, okay, I can't resist this one, because at length, in the interview that we did with Dr. Jim Garrow, now Dr. Jim Garrow is a PhD, is not a medical doctor. I need to clarify that. Our discussion about Hillary Rodham Clinton that he and I had about her and about her current physical state, physical state and condition, her just based upon our observations. Now, we're not doctors. We're just human beings. And, you know, I spent quite a bit of time over the last week and a half watching the videos, listening, and all that stuff. Now I bring my experience of working with children and adults for 41 years, massive numbers of children and adults, and seeing a lot of things that happen out in the field, medical condition-wise and so on, like epilepsy in particular. I think Dr. Garrow was accurate on this, and now I've consulted medical doctors who have confirmed what my suspicions are, is that she's had epileptic seizures, petite mal seizures in the past, and they've been visible. The one that I think is pretty evident is the one that where she's got a Starbucks or something like that in a cup, and she's talking to a reporter, and she just, you know, she gets into a petite mal situation. And I've seen this before many, many, many times on students and some adults. So, you know, I get it. You know, when you're around thousands of kids on a daily basis, you're bound to have a few of those pop up, and numbers start to increase over 41 years. And the same with Jim Garrow, because he's an educator. He's seen the same thing. And so we banter back and forth about that. You know, now the doctors, there's a lot of doctors weighing in on her health. So, you know, this is going to be kind of an interesting thing to see how this plays out with Kellyanne Conway advising Trump about her mental condition. Now, Trump has said he's not going to talk about her mental capabilities. So did Kellyanne Conway get to him before that, say just stay away from it? I think it's a good thing for Trump to stay away from it. The reason why I think it's a good thing on this issue is because something I think is going to happen. I just the stress, the strain on Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, it's not in a mean way. I'm just saying the probability, in my opinion, is high when you have this kind of pressure on people who have epilepsy or mental conditions. Physical conditions that lend themselves to outbursts and things like that. And they know it, that we are under the understanding, because we've communicated with people, we are understanding that she has medical assistance near her at all times now. And that's a story that has been out there, but we've been able to see this. And so this is an ongoing event, and I think that Kellyanne is going to bring somewhat of a buffer there for Donald Trump in that respect, and I think he needs it. Because, you know, he can come out there and be really, really strong. And, of course, this is what the left hates. And they are screaming about this. I mean, it's hysterical to listen to some of this stuff. We'll get into this later. But it's the comments. These guys are just, and on CNN, they're kind of like, they're freaking out. They don't know what to do. Well, the problem that they have on CNN in particular is that nobody's listening to CNN, but for obvious reasons, because they're so anti-Trump, it's not even funny. So in the bag for Hillary Clinton. Anyway, it says that she has a past track record of working with candidates who aren't popular with women, including former Speaker of the House and presidential candidate Newt Gingrich and Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Furthermore, Conway clearly is a straight shooter and an excellent communicator. She is the perfect choice to help Trump nuance his communications and keep his campaign on message. And while the left may be calling the Trump campaigns, here we go, organizational change, a desperate shakeup, it is actually more of an 18 draft, and I agree. And that's from Leonora Cravotto. She's, of course, the talent and the program and talent director for Red State Talk Radio and co-host of the Scott Adams Show, and she's just a doll. She's just been doing a great job with Scott and everybody over there with us on Red State Talk Radio. So that's the big change. If there's not a change, I think it's an addition. You know, when you're when you're playing on the field and you can get some more of your high draft picks in on the game, you put them in. And now we've got the A team. I will predict there will be more people that will come on board. And what does it say about Donald Trump? He is not intimidated by anybody that will come along. He wants to come along and be a part of his team. He's not threatened by anybody. He wants them to join the team so we can win. That is a sign of a great leader. Say, as opposed to Obama, who wants to cut your throat if you go against him. And you know, Steve Bannon will tell him. And so will Kellyanne. If they see something they don't like, they'll tell him, which he will appreciate. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls? Start saving thousands in interest and fees and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
back to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, 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 a little side note, because a side note, I guess, to history more than anything else. A story appears, and this is something that I've been hearing rumblings about, so I just have to put this out there, that this is an article that we pulled up that came across the stream from us from a religious magazine, and RNS as it's called, and it's written by an Emily McFarland Miller. And I bring this up because I think it's a pivotal turning point in human history. Because just like in 1992, it was a 500-year anniversary of Cristobal Colom, as he's known, finding the New World. Now, I know, we can get into the whole thing. There were others that were here before that. Okay, who got credit for it was him, because the masses came after that. Okay, people knew and suspected there was a New World, and people did visit the New World. But no one really started coming until after Christopher Columbus, or Cristobal Colom, as he's known in Spain and also throughout the Mediterranean. Cristobal Colom, that's the proper way to pronounce his name. 1492, 500 years later, they have in Barcelona, Spain, where Cristobal Colom and the three ships took off to set sail to the New World. Probably don't know that. Well, Ferdinand and Isabella, the king and queen of Spain, commissioned him to go. They paid for him to go for a lot of different reasons. One, they were under a great deal of pressure from the Muslims, the Moors, if you will, that were constantly doing battle with them, and they needed money. And they wanted to plunder the New World. It came out to be that's exactly what they did. They plundered the New World. And then, as good Catholics, and following the precepts of the Pope, comes along a guy who did not like what the Pope was doing to his charges, and demanding, well, I guess you would say ransom, tributes, and payments of all sorts from fellow Catholics. And those that didn't pay, usually, well, they paid with their life. And that's the way it was. Persecution by the Pope and by the Catholic Church was extreme. So along comes a guy by the name of Martin Luther, who 499 years ago, in 2017, it's going to be 500 years. See how this 500-year thing goes? Anyway, this is the story in the New World. And I think this is historic. It says U.S. Lutherans approve document recognizing agreement with Catholic Church. Now, the significance is this, that Martin Luther was a Lutheran. Hello, hence the name Luther. And the Lutherans, he started out as, I believe, a monk. And I want to say, I can't remember which, he was not a Jesuit, because Jesuits weren't formed then. But he was a monk, and I'll think of which monastery he was involved with. But he was a monk, and he decided to go against the precepts of the Pope, and said, you know, first of all, there's a couple things that we don't need to do as Christians, and that's go through you, Pope, first, and also we don't need to pay your tribute. So there was rebellion amongst a lot of members of the Catholic Church at the time, and they split away, and they followed Luther, hence the term Lutheran Church. It was Martin Luther's church to break away from the Pope and realize that their conversation with Christ can be direct, not through the Pope. That's kind of one of the fundamental things. So what Martin Luther did in 1517 was he put up what he called the 95 Theses on the castle door. And this was in Germany, and I can't remember the name of the time. I've actually been there to see this. But the notion was is that we're breaking away from the church. Well, of course, that was like heresy to the church when that happened. Well, Martin Luther grew his church. And so by 1540, all of a sudden, there was a anger with the church, because the church was going, well, wait a minute, we don't like this. We're losing money. We're losing, you know, people in the church. So we've got to stop these Lutherans. Now, there is a problem, because this is in 1540, they formed a new order called the Jesuits, known as the Army of the Pope. And the Jesuits were tasked with going around and destroying the Lutherans. Those Christians who did not believe that the Pope was who they had to pray to and who they had to go to first to ask for redemption and get into heaven and do all the other things that the Pope wanted, because the Pope was seen as repressive and killing Christians. And that's when Christians started to die in large numbers, because it was heresy to go against the Pope. So they were formed deliberately to stop the Lutheran movement. Well, of course, that put a lot of pressure in Europe. And at that time, there was a new world, right? 1540. And the new world was starting to become more known in Europe. And so to escape the persecutions of the Catholic Church and also of the Muslims, people fled and went to the new world. Go figure. They went to the United States and they went to South America and Central America. They settled in there. We started to resettle a new world. That's why we call it Old World versus New World. And by 1776, the number of people seeking religious freedom had settled into the United States of America and formed a new document called the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, all written by, are you ready for this? Almost every founding father was either, well, was a Protestant, a Protestant, so considered to be any religion that's protesting against the Catholic Church, get it, was considered a Protestant church. And there were many different denominations that sprung out from that Lutheran church, get it? Well, they're all over here in the United States now, because religious freedom is one of the greatest things that we were founded for as a country. Only one signer, on the Declaration of Independence, known as the Founding Father, was a Roman Catholic. Only one. Didn't have a lot of Catholics over here because, well, you know, the Lutherans, the Protestants, the Methodists, everybody else who were Anglicans, were all anti-Catholic. And that's a fact. So now, historically speaking, we have the Lutheran Church of America trying to heal those wounds. Now, heal the wounds in light of what the Pope has been trying to do. Pope Francis, who, by the way, is the first Jesuit Pope in Catholic history. That's important, don't you think, to think about that? Has so-called wanted to heal these wounds, so there's been outreach that's been going on. Now, remember, who's all in for the Pope? President Barack Hussein Obama. And who's the Pope in for? President Barack Hussein Obama. He is approving of everything that President Barack Hussein Obama is doing. Now, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with the issuance, or this so-called, what they've come out with, a declaration on the way, which was approved by 931-9 by the 2016 Evangelical Lutheran Church in America Churchwide Assembly, which was held last week when the Ernest N. Memorial Convention Center in New Orleans. Now, I got a problem with this, and I think you should too, especially if you're not a Catholic. Now, Catholics in America are a different breed of cat, in my opinion, than what you find over in Europe. And I'm not inferring in any way, because I come from a Catholic background myself, inferring any way that there's something untoward with our own Catholics here in America. But I think the leadership of the Catholic Church in helping to bring this about with the Lutherans, I think there's a problem with it, and could be a bigger problem for this country. We need to dig deeper, because I don't support the Pope. I don't support the Pope in any way, shape, or form. And it's something we all need to think about. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment.
reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
2-1-1-0.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton and her medical condition with Dr. Jim Garrow. And, you know, we were saying before that it's pretty evident, at least to us, in our experiences as educators and being around people with epilepsy and grand mal seizures and so on, that we've seen a petit mal and perhaps even grand mal signs and symptoms coming from her. We're not doctors. I have consulted with a doctor and who agrees with me because of my experiences, and I know Dr. Garrow with students and so on over the years, hundreds of students that we've seen under these circumstances have seen the same things. Jim, I guess I think these are perfectly legitimate questions to be asking based upon what we've seen and what we've heard from her, because sometimes even her speech patterns, I think, reflect something. But, you know, at some point in time, this is going to come out big time if it's not addressed, and that big time might be when she's up on the stage and she collapses or she goes into a grand mal seizure.
Yeah, we've talked about this before with each other, that at some point in time, the pressures, and that's part of what happens with folks who respond through seizure activity. Sometimes it's the absolute pressure of a moment that triggers it. What is the triggering event? And there's tons of opportunity that may happen with her in a public setting on a stage. And no wonder they've had as large a fella as that black guy,
right,
who was there, who would shield the fact that he would have to prop her up physically with one arm or one hand to take all that weight and be able to keep her on her feet, or set her down in a chair and try and make it look natural rather than something that is horrid episodically.
Let's see her, you know, laying face down on the floor like we've seen, or flailing around. And, you know, we can get into the whole thing about what it looks like with a grandma, somebody down on the ground. I'm not going to do that right now. But I just think these are real concerns and need to be addressed. And I think this is legitimate that the Trump camp would do this, would ask these kind of questions.
Let's should be. And Mr. Trump, it's fair game. Mr. Trump is well within his right to safeguard America. And to point out that in terms of comparison shopping, if you're looking at two candidates and one candidate has all of this baggage that's possible and illness that is being reflected in the reality of what we're watching day to day on television, then for him to point it out is perfectly legitimate.
Let's talk a little bit about Donald Trump going forward as a candidate right now. There's a lot of people talking that he's got a big shakeup going on. He brought in a big writer from Breitbart to be kind of like the hammer. And I think it's an appropriate thing. I look at it that he's starting to add a little bit more firepower to his arsenal on his campaign. Would you agree?
I'd agree totally, because what we're watching is a manager. That's what he's known for in the past. He has been a great manager. The people who have worked with him, whether they're still, in the upper echelons or they've been moved around, whatever, the respect that they have for him in his ability to pick the skills that are needed for particular settings and situations and responsibilities, the man is brilliant at it. And, let's not get tripped up on, the way he could butcher a speech and kind of marbleize words. Sure, that happens. But when it gets down to it, the skill sets this man has are the skill sets that America needs as a manager.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of interesting. Who we have here is Donald Trump hired Stephen K. Bannon. And I've heard about Bannon for quite some time, ever since Andrew Breitbart passed away. And he's really done a magnificent job there. At Breitbart, but he's an incredibly conservative guy, which is great. I just love Breitbart. Breitbart is just doing everything everywhere with all the writers, and of course our very own Chris Street writes three articles a day for Breitbart and a major contributor over there. But the thing about having somebody such as a Bannon is that he is absolutely tearing it up in Capitol Hill. In fact, they've got an article out right now. It says The Hill: Trump's Breitbart hire sends tremors through Capitol Hill. And I got to tell you, I was listening on Sirius Radio to CNN this afternoon. I don't know why I had that going on, but as soon, they were all over the Breitbart hire. And I said to myself, boy, they sound pretty scared.
Well, and they know the skill set.
Yeah.
And they know the fact that here's the other thing it shows. Mr. Trump is not afraid to bring brilliant people beside him.
That's right.
He's not threatened. He doesn't play the game of coddling. He knows full well what America needs, and he's willing to make the people step up, because one thing that he's able to do, too, is encourage people to use what they've got in the service of America. And thank goodness for that.
Yeah, he really should. And, this thing about being attacked by the Republicans out there, the establishment. See, I call them now, all those Republicans that have been attacking Trump, the Never Trumps and so on. They're all as a new party that I created called the Globalist Party USA. Doesn't that fit? It's perfect. You got the Chamber of Commerce in that and all that stuff. But, Paul Ryan, all these people, they're all pretty much, I think, afraid of something like this. This is, again, shaking up the new world order, so to speak, for them. I look at what Donald Trump is doing to the Republican Party as nothing more than a corporate raid.
Isn't that true?
I mean, he's expelling all the people he doesn't want, and he's keeping his own people, and he's bringing people on board. That's the new Republican Party, like it or not.
Yeah, and he's just beginning.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and wait until he's in the White House. Wait until he's able to then start to pick and choose where. I mean, I can't wait to see who the cabinet secretaries are going to be.
Oh, it's going to be fabulous. And he'll get the best. He'll get the very best. One of the things, we're coming up to the close of the segment here, almost the close of the hour, but I think these polls are really going to start making a big turn here shortly.
Oh, you mean the twisted polls that are biased against Trump? Hey, come on. We know full well what's going on out on the street, and it should be reflected in the polls, but they're not.
Right. There's too much money floating around to buy off all the pollsters out there. I do have to say that Rasmussen and the LA Times seem to get it right just about every time. So I've always been a Rasmussen fan at this point in time in the election because there's just so much chafe out there. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Got one more final short segment with Dr. Jim Garrow here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Dr. Jim Garrow. We've been talking about that Chinese missile that was launched and shot down by the Israelis over the southwest United States on July 27th. We've been documenting that. It's a ongoing story because the so-called THAAD missile defense system that we have failed. And, of course, I guess it's a matter of following the money at this point in time because this THAAD missile defense system was created by somebody who paid money into the Clinton Foundation. Dr. Garrow, your thoughts? We've got about 40 seconds.
Yeah, and let's not forget the wise advice of Deep Throat. From a previous investigation long ago, back, what, 76?
The 1970s, right.
Yeah, 1970s, and there it was. He said, if you want to know what's going on in the world, follow the money. Yeah, so with the Clintons, follow the money into the coffers of the Clinton Foundation, and you'll see the trail and who's giving it, why they're giving it, and what they're getting out of it.
Well, it's an interesting play on words because we could probably ask Monica Lewinsky about following the money, couldn't we?
Oh, yes.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. Anyway, Dr. Garrow, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio. And look forward to having you on soon again, maybe within the next couple of weeks, because we can't let this all go away. There's too many good things happening. Thanks for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
You're welcome.
Couldn't resist that, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also go to a21r.com. That's A21R to get to our website, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, as I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.